We sort of had in mind something that we were looking for, which we got later on when we came back to LA, which was done by this Rabbi Haggai, which is sort of that traditional Middle Eastern chanting. And that's what we were looking for. And then Ravid came in and kind of just had his own style. And then it was kind of undeniable. So I think a lot of the things we did were just playing track and then let him kind of do his thing to it.
Ravid had an awesome energy when he walked in. It was just like, yeah, this is what we're trying to do, you know, like get everything mixed together and bring it all make sense, you know.
Kind of like Peer, you know, he's an artist in his own right, you know, an amazing artist.
Ravid had all of his lyrics on his laptop in Arabic.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah, he had there were like photocopies of like actual poems and stuff. Arabic poems.
Yeah, he sings exclusively on Arabic on the record, even though I think he speaks a bunch of languages.
Yeah. He's kind of a cool kid, with just like a really awesome style to him, and really cool vibe, laid back, and just has this very unique style, very unique sound and voice. Well, Crown King of Judah kind of came through him singing, didn't it? His singing was one of the earlier parts of the song, as the song formed. I think you probably just programmed a beat behind. Was that like Kanun?
Yeah, that's Kanun, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Probably had Ravid sing. And you put a beat on it. And that was how that track started coming together. And then Shine was in the studio. Shine rapped on it. I just had that feel the whole time. The darker side of the album.
Yes, it's definitely the darker side.